Last week, brothers and sisters, we heard the first words of Jesus from the Gospel of John. And remember what those words were. What are you looking for? Remember, two of John the Baptist's disciples leave to follow Jesus, and Jesus turns and asks, what are you looking for? Okay? And we realize, everyone, it's a profound question for us. And when we think about John the Baptist for a moment, we realize, and I mentioned this last week, John was looking for repentance and justice. The bad were bad, destroy the bad, but the good are good, be good to the good. Okay? Now we hear Jonah in the first reading of today. Tremendous story. It's only four chapters long. Pick it up, read it today. You know, everybody's all worked up, all nervous about before the game what to do. Read the book of Jonah. Four chapters, you can do it in 15 minutes. All right, but it's a great story because we know it so well. You know it, how it goes. Jonah is told, you're going to Nineveh. Jonah says, no, I'm not. He gets into a boat, goes another way. Violent storm, thrown overboard, isn't he, everyone? And all of a sudden, the big fish, it's a big fish too, spews him out, spits him out. And so he finally says, well, okay, I better go. And he goes. And you heard what he says, 40 days north, and Nineveh will be destroyed. He doesn't care, everyone, about repentance. Jonah is simply about this justice. He really prays that Nineveh doesn't repent. He's about everyone annihilation. And all of a sudden, everyone, now everyone, we realize when the Messiah comes, you know, we hear none of that about annihilation. We hear none of it, everyone, about destruction. As a matter of fact, today's everyone, we hear the first words of Jesus now in Mark's gospel, and what does he say? This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of God. Repent and believe in the gospel. Word gospel means good news. Jesus, everyone, is about good news. He tells us repent and believe. Whether we're saints, sinners, good, bad, he comes up to everyone, repent and believe. And for those who repent and believe, everyone, fulfillment in the kingdom of God await those who are willing to come and to follow me. Come follow me. We hear that in the gospel of today, everyone, the four, Andrew, Peter, James, and John. So what I thought I would do, everyone, is just spin a tale off this gospel story and base it on the way maybe a story of mine would have sounded 31 years ago. Okay, now remember, this is a tale. There are parts of it that will have truth in it. There are parts of it that will not. But it's a tale, and it gets us kind of thinking about, you know, a little different way of maybe this gospel could have unfolded. 31 years ago, I was an 18-year-old scrapping lad, everyone, getting ready to graduate from high school and getting ready to go off to college, okay? But it was the winter months, a cold, crisp January day. My father set out to fish house on Freeborn Lake, you know, during the prior week. So I go up to Dad on Saturday morning. I say, Dad, can we go ice fishing today? And he says, well, first of all, we have to do our normal Saturday chores. Of course, that means, everyone, we have to clean barns and we also have to grind feed. I understand that. So what do? I hop downstairs. I put on my cap, my coat, my boots, my gloves, and out I go. And so I'm going to the hog barns. I'm saying, please now, today, hogs, be good. Cooperate. Behave. Just for once. So everyone, the way we used to do it, everyone, we had two hog barns. We used to move the hogs from one end of the barn to the other, clean out the end where they weren't anymore, do the opposite, back in the opposite direction, both barns. Started out in the west barn, everyone. We moved them from the west to the east. You know what? Everything goes great. They're great. They move. As if on cue. So we get the, you know, we get the, it's great, everyone. We get the gate set up and we're ready to nail it in place. Wouldn't you know it, one hog decides to push against it, gets back in the west end. So there we are, round and round, like this big circus. You know, this one will refuses, you know, to go back with his friends. Takes 15 minutes, 15 minutes running around, one hog, before we finally get him back in the east end. Nail it up, clean out that end, and you know what? The rest of the prayers are answered. We never have a glitch after that. Everything goes smooth. We get done cleaning barns, unhook the, you know, the manure spreader. We hook on the feed mill. It's time to grind feed. 6 tons we have to grind. It's a 2-ton mill, so we have to do it 3 times. First 2 tons goes up, no problem, without a hitch. No problems at all. During the second ton, we have a little problem, a bolt breaks. So all of a sudden, you're throwing out those questions. Are we ever going to get fishing today? How long is this going to take? Do we even have the bolt? Well, we do have the bolt. It only takes a half hour. Dad works on it. He has me running back and forth, you know, grabbing wrenches, holding on to the end of a wrench while he can work on the other. 30 minutes later, we're going. He's finished those 2 tons, 4 tons done, the other 2 tons, 6 tons done. No problem. Everything else goes off without a hitch. We go, everyone. We unhook, you know, the feed mill. And I turn to Dad and say, Dad, should we go fishing? He says, that's affirmative. We go in. We get cleaned up, everyone. I grab the auger, the minnows, grab a little bit of lunch, grab us some sodas. Out in the pickup I am, and there I am waiting and waiting and waiting. Now, this is the truth of my dad that I will say. There's nothing false. My dad has always been the last one to get in the vehicle. Always. We used to have Sunday morning, 7:05 Mass in the morning. 7:05, get that. Okay, guess who'd be the last one to get in the vehicle? It wasn't the kids, it was Dad. Same thing here today. Hurry up, Dad, come on, come on, come on. Well, he gets in the vehicle and away we go. We get out to the fish house, everyone. We unlock it. We turn on the heater. We auger out the holes. And lo and behold, we're going at it. We're fishing. An hour later, Dad catches a walleye. It's a case, everyone. 31 years ago, everyone. We took him. We laid him out on the ice. Took him out the door, laid him on the ice, and looked out into the distance on Freeborn Lake. Out in the middle of nowhere, I see something. I can't quite figure out what it is, but it's something. But I don't have time to worry about it, because we're fishing. So back in the house we go. Hour later, I catch one. Back out the door we go, everyone. And all of a sudden, I lay the fish out on the ice, look out, and I realize that something is still there, but now it's someone. And I think, that guy's goofy. He'd been standing there for a full hour. He's not fishing or doing anything. Just standing there. No time, though. Got to get back in the house, back to fishing. So Dad and I, we're having this great time. Going back and forth, you know, sharing memories, sharing stories. You know how it goes. All of a sudden, Dad sets the hook on a giant, huge fish. He says, this is a big one. It was. He comes up. He could get him started, and then all of a sudden, take a run. Started, he'd take a run. Those of you not familiar with ice fishing, to catch fish isn't usually a problem. You know what the biggest problem is? Trying to get him up, started in the hole. Open water, no problem. Imagine trying to get ahead up an 8-inch hole. That's tricky sometimes. Well, we'd see the head on this fish, everyone, and we almost get it started and take another run. Well, finally, we get it started up the hole. I grab the gaff, we hook it out, everyone, and there it is on the floor of the ice house, 31 inches long, 12 pounds. Unhook it, out the door I go with it, lay it on the ice, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear this voice says, come follow me. I jump in the air. That guy who was out in the middle of the lake, standing right beside me. I said, you scared me to death. You scared me to death. You know why I know it's the guy out in the middle of the lake? Because he's dressed in white. I remember that. And then I asked him, what did you say? He said, I want you to leave it, and I want you to follow me. You know what I say to him? I'll be back. In the fish house I go, and I say, hey, Dad, there's a guy outside that wants me to leave and follow him. And Dad says, are you sure you haven't been drinking beverages instead of soda? I said, no, I've been drinking Dr. Pepper. And Dad says, I got something for you to think about. Here's some things for you to chew on. Who's going to help me? On Saturday morning, I have no one to help me grind, feed, and to clean barns. Second thing he throws at me, he says, you know something, fishing's pretty good. You want to leave this? He also asks this, who's going to clean the fish? How about this one? What am I supposed to tell your mom, your sisters, and your brother? Well, I think about it a little bit. I peek out the window. I kind of hoping the guy is gone, but he isn't. So I fail to figure I better bring this to an end. So I step out, everyone, and I go up to the man and I say this. I made my decision. I am going to dot, dot, dot. End of my story. Now, I want to plug it into your story. And my question is, what are you going to do? The unknown is before you, everyone. All of it's unknown. But are you willing to take the plunge? And are you willing to follow Jesus? That's what the gospel today lays out for us. What are you willing to do? Here's the thing. We don't hear the questions that are asked. We don't hear them. I give them to you today. So what are you going to do, people? Take the plunge or say, you know, fishing here is just too good. That's what we have to reflect upon. And I want you to really discern that and pray about that during this week ahead. So with that in mind, everyone, God's blessings to all of you.